The next motion is in the name of Assembly Member Pigeon.
Thank you very much indeed. And this motion is about the topic of the Garden Bridge, something we talked about earlier today and something we have been looking into for many, many months, and the constant revelations surrounding the procurement process for this river crossing. Now, you know, I put in my motion here the latest revelations. Obviously, we get more and more every day. But we have gradually, painstakingly managed to find out the mayor went out to San Francisco, joined by his deputy mayor and his head of staff, between the 3rd and the 5th of February, despite it saying in his public diary that this was a private trip. This is one that he claimed money from us to pay for that trip, to seek sponsorship from Apple for the Garden Bridge. And we know that, coincidentally, Thomas Heatherwick happened to be in the same place at the same time and came along to this meeting, lobbying for sponsorship. Yet, TfL had not approved any concept for a garden bridge or a crossing, and it was some 8 days later, on the 13th of February, that they actually issued an invitation to design services for a bridge, for a crossing. There was no mention of a garden bridge at that stage. So it just seems to me what is absolutely clear is the mayor was pitching for funding for one specific design before TfL had even started the selection process. And I think this doesn't look particularly good for Transport for London, the mayor. And given there are such concerns about this, we regret some of the mayor's decisions in this area. TfL have also gradually, again, painstakingly through our oversight committee, through the audit, we have managed to find out they've basically admitted that they didn't follow all their procedures, which is wrong when you're procuring such projects, such large iconic projects in the capital. And only last week, we know the mayor seems to be in denial about this whole thing. He doesn't understand why people are concerned about the process. Only last week on the Nick Ferrari show, he claimed he's never described his trip to San Francisco as a private trip. He's now admitting he went there to lobby Apple. Well, that's what his diary says. So, you know, he can't seem to get those facts straight. But as my colleague here, Tom Copley, highlighted earlier, we now have Jane Duncan, the president of the Royal Institute of British Architects, saying the project must be put on hold and the whole procurement process opened up to detailed scrutiny. We've now got a local Labour MP, Kate Hoey, now asking for the National Audit Office to be thoroughly involved in this. We've done a good job on the Assembly. We have done a good job working cross-party on this, highlighting what's gone wrong. And we actually in the past have passed a motion I put forward saying that no Transport for London funding should be allocated to the Garden Bridge. This motion today calls quite clearly for the Mayor to cooperate with all of our investigations, to answer Mayor's questions. I've got several from last October he still has not answered on this. But also that we should get TfL to withdraw their funding for this project, which is not good value for money. And basically, the whole of this project is as murky, quite frankly, as the water that runs beneath it.
Can we have Mr. Copley to second?
Thank you, Chair. And I want to start by paying tribute to the dogged investigatory work of the Architects Journal, who have done so much to bring many of the things we've been discussing about the Garden Bridge to light and many of the flaws in the procurement process. And the Mayor likes to suggest that the opposition to this bridge is just jealous architects and pettiness amongst the architectural community. But I think when you've got the president of REBA coming out and saying that this bridge should be on hold, I think that shows that what the mayor is saying is absolute rubbish. We do need to take very seriously what Jane Duncan has said. And I agree with what Caroline has said about the process. If I were to ask three companies to design a car, but I told one of those companies that what I really wanted was a red convertible, would it really be any surprise if that company happened to come up with the winning design? That is exactly what has gone on with the Garden Bridge design procurement process. And I know members opposite weren't happy with my line of questioning earlier, but there was one senior TfL officer who made the scoring decision. And that scoring decision, which we investigated and we looked at in Oversight Committee, is rather strange, because you had two companies, Marks Barfield and Wilkinson Air, who between them had designed 25 bridges. And you've got Heatherwick Studio, who's designed one. And yet under relevant experience, which is experience of designing bridges, Heatherwick was scored only marginally lower than the other two companies. Now, when I had this exchange with the mayor earlier, he didn't seem to understand that it's not just the procedure itself which is important. It is also the perception of the procedure which is important. And we have a duty, as scrutineers of the mayor and scrutineers of what officers are doing within the functional bodies, to Londoners, that where taxpayers' money is, a large amount of taxpayers' money is being spent, we need to scrutinise that. We need to show to the public, or the mayor, I should say, needs to be able to demonstrate to the public that the procedure has been open and fair and transparent. Now, I've been here for nearly 4 years, and I have disagreed with many things that the mayor has done. But I can't recall looking at a mayoral decision and thinking, that looks dodgy, that stinks. In this case, it does. And I think, and it's not just me saying that, lots and lots of members of the public are incredibly concerned about what has happened here. So I do think we need openness and transparency. And let's not forget as well that TfL split the design contract from the engineering contract in order to avoid going through the ODU process, the open tendering process, that TfL's own legal advice said they should do. If perhaps one of these things had happened, if perhaps one of these dodgy-looking things had taken place with the process, we might be able to say, well, you know, that's just coincidence, or that's, you know, that's just a small problem. It is the constant stream of procedures not being followed that makes this look so bad. And as I said to the mayor earlier, I do genuinely think that if we were in New York, he would be in front of a grand jury about this. So I'm very happy to support Caroline's motion.
Thank you. No? Okay, let's go to the vote. Those in support of the motion?
12.
Those against?
7.
Right. Motion is passed. What did you say? Did we say 12? 12, 4, 8?
7.
7 against. Thank you.